complicated to flow. So let's bring our fingers just underneath our belly button and bring four fingers, and just where that pinky finger reaches, we're gonna bring both hands. So you can place one hand on top of the other. Wiggle your spine up nice and long, taking the shoulders down the back. And I'll speak for a few moments here on this Svadhisthasana chakra. You can close your eyes as you begin to breathe into your hands, tucking your chin slightly. So the Svadhisthasana chakra, this chakra of creation, of sexuality, of flow, the element here is water. So when this chakra is balanced, when this energy center is balanced, we feel our lives flowing with creative energy. Sometimes if it's out of balance, it can be manifested as lust or greed or shame. This is one of our greatest power centers, our reproductive center, our womb. I'm going to take a moment to feel into this part of your being. And as you exhale, just breathe openness there, breathe love, breathe space. Each of the chakras has a seed sound associated with it, a bead sound. And it's said that when we chant these bead sounds with our awareness focused here, we can bring more balance, more openness. So yesterday with the Muladhara, the sound was Lam, and here it's Vam. Take a deep breath in and out. Svadhisthasana chakra, this element of water, the second chakra. I invite you to bring to mind some part of your life that perhaps is feeling a little challenging, perhaps an area of your life that could benefit from more flow. And today I invite you to offer your practice yourself to bring more flow into your life. And join your hands together in prayer. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up to the sky, interlace the hands, And as you exhale, bring your chin to your chest. Relax your shoulders. Hug your belly in towards the spine. Taking a few breaths here. Beautiful. Inhale, look up, reach the arms. And as we exhale, we're going to release the right hand down to the side and come into a side bend. Walking the fingers, arcing the left arm, pinky finger face down, look up to the sky. Feeling your side body peel open. Come right onto the tips of the fingers. Or if both sit bones stay grounded, then come onto the forearm. The inhale expands us open, and as we exhale, we root the left sit bone and reach the arm nice and long. Beautiful, guys. Last big inhale here. Exhale to reach long. Rooting sit bones. Inhale, both arms up to the sky. Relax the shoulders. Feel the difference side to side. And exhale, side bend, second side. Walk your left fingertips, gaze up to the sky. Root your right hip down as you turn your right pinky finger down, your gaze up. Inhale, pull the heart through the gateway of the shoulder. And as you exhale, deepen the side bend, maybe coming onto the elbow if that's available to you, if both sit bones stay grounded. Hello, chickens. Beautiful. Inhale all the way up, both arms up, hug the belly in, and as we exhale, a twist, right hand, left knee, left fingertips behind. Root the fingertips into the earth and inhale, lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, spiral the rib cage, the head and gaze past the back shoulder. Inhale here, exhale, head and gaze to the front shoulder. Inhale, exhale, head comes back. Inhale here, exhale, head forward. Inhale, exhale, neck roll back. Inhale, head and gaze forward, arms up to the sky. Relax the shoulders. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, left hand, right knee, right fingertips behind us. Lengthen spine. And exhale, twist. Head and gaze to the back shoulder. Inhale here. Exhale, head and gaze forward. Inhale. Exhale, head and gaze back. Continue a few more rounds. Exhaling, inhale. Inhale, head and gaze forward and gently release. Walk your fingertips forward, come onto all fours. Coming onto the tops of the feet, walk the hands forward. Spiraling into our flow, we inhale, shift the weight, right wrist, left wrist, right, left hip, right hip. So inhale, right to left, and exhale, left to right. Big, huge body circles, trying to make a big circle with the body. Switching sides, switching directions. Really exaggerating the circle. Beautiful. Inhale. We're going to come all the way forward, cobra. Roll the shoulders back. Softness in the elbow. And as you root the thumb and index finger, feel the heart expressing open to the sky. Exhale, child's pose. Sink the hips, walk the fingertips a little bit more deeply forward.
Inhale here. Exhale, cobra. Melt the heart forward, the hips to the earth, the gaze up, knees up. Inhale here. Exhale, child's pose. Nice soft elbow. Walk the fingertips forward. Inhale here. Exhale, cobra. Chin comes last, the gaze is up. Use the whole of the breath. Inhale, fulfill the extension of the pose, and exhale, cobra. Child's pose, sorry. Beautiful. Inhale here, lengthening. Exhale, cobra. A few more with your own breath rhythm. Find the flow of breath and movement. Beautiful. Relax the shoulders. There we go, Lynn. Beautiful. So work with your own breath rhythm. Stay aware in the fingers, in the toes, in the face. Beautiful, guys. Let's come back onto hands and knees. The next inhale. Spread your fingers wide, the heels of your hand parallel to the top of the mat, and tucking your toes slowly, let's find our way into that inverted V pose of downward facing dog. Pressing the thigh bones back, look between the hands, nice soft elbows. Beautiful. Looking up between the hands. Well, first let's look at the feet, make sure they're hip distance. The heel of one foot into the arch of the second foot to measure the distance. Really spread and activate your fingers. Inhale, look up, shift the weight of the body forward, high plank. Pull the kneecaps up. Exhale, bend the knees, wave the spine, downward facing dog. Inhale to lengthen. Exhale, come forward, high plank. Bend the knees, downward facing dog. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, high plank. Bend the knees, downward facing dog. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, wave forward, plank. Bend the knees, downward facing dog. A few more spinal rolls here, alternating these two poses with your own cycle, with your own breath rhythm, finding the flow of breath and movement. Coming back into a downward facing dog, come high onto the toes, bringing that element of water into the pose, balancing the knees, the hips up and down, the elbows nice and soft. So I posted the Melt the Fuzz video in our Yoga Retreats 2018 group for those of you who are on the group, so you can learn about fascia there. Looking up between the hands, lightly hop, step, or jump to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, and as you exhale, fold, holding the elbows and the hands, chin to chest, and let yourself sway side to side. So take your feet hip distance wide, please. Look at your feet to make sure that the inner arches of your feet are nice and lifted so you can see the domes of your feet. And then bring your chin to your chest. Hang your head. Bend your knees a little bit more. Pressing the outer edges of the feet, the sit bones spread open wide. Beautiful, guys. Gently release the hands, imagining the feet to have four corners. We bend the knees and like Raggedy Ann, we roll up vertebrae by vertebrae. The head comes last, the arms sweep up, the gaze is up. And as we exhale, the hands come down the center, the chin comes to the center of the prayer, and we begin to roll all the way down to the earth again, ragdoll style. Inhale all the way up, rolling the spine, feeling the low, arms sweep up, the gaze is up. This time we open a little bit to the right, and as we exhale, bringing the hands back down, we roll down rag style, down through our right side, so our hands framing the leg. Slowly rooting the feet, coming all the way back up. Head comes last, arms sweep up, and then slowly we come and roll down our left side, so our hands come into prayer, our chin comes into our chest, and we roll all the way down, framing that left leg. Slowly coming back up, we kind of look like a Thriller video now. Arms all the way up, the gaze is up. And exhale, hands into prayer, and release, Tadasana. Mountain pose, spread your toes wide. The pinky toe edge aligned with the arch, with the ankle, pardon me, soften the knees, lift apart. Inhale, sweep the arms all the way up to the sky. And as you exhale, hinging from the hips, send your hip bones back, flat back. And then exhale, bring your hands to the earth or a block, the shin or the thighs. Inhale, halfway lift, draw the spine long, shoulders down the back, bring your hands to some surface, and exhale, fold two more times, halfway lift. Inhale, look up, pull the earth towards you, lengthen the spine, exhale, fold. Inhale, lengthen, beautiful, exhale, chaturanga, plant the hands. Spread the fingers, take the feet back, holding the pose, shoulders over wrists, kneecaps pull up. Drawing the belly into the spine, we build strength and tone here, reaching forward through the crown of the head and the heels. And as we exhale, some of us are gonna bring our knees down, some of us are gonna zip our elbows in, lower halfway, belly in, chest, belly, thighs, shalabhasana, interlace the hands. Inhale. Peel the heart off the earth, Charlie's ankle grips, spread the toes, draw them together, pull the kneecaps up. Inhale, lift a little bit more, exhale, hands beneath the shoulders, press back, child's pose. Find your breath. Find this flow of life that moves through you. At any stage, if you feel that you're holding your breath or it's not flowing with grace and ease, then just slow the practice down just a little bit. You're welcome to take your elbows to the earth and your hands together to the sky in prayer, remembering your intention. What aspect of your life are you bringing more flow to? And this pose is always available to you. And with your next inhale, we'll slowly walk the hands forward and come into downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Equal weight between hands and feet. And take a moment here, using the flow of breath to create more space in the body, more length in the spine, more space in the shoulders. Relax the shoulders away from the ears, beautiful. Press the belly towards the thighs, inner spiral, the inner thighs out, beautiful. Lift your tailbone higher. Wow, Kyle, what an improvement in practice. Step the feet together, inhale, sweep your right leg up to the sky, awakening the foot. Keep your right armpit square to the earth, bring your foot to your bum, your knee to the sky, fire hydrant, press your foot all the way over to the left. Beautiful. Turn that right armpit down. Lift your knee a little bit higher. So you're stacking your right hip on top of the left hip. Beautiful. Inhale, leg to the sky, three-legged dog. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest. Inhale, lengthen back to the sky. Spread your fingers wide. Exhale, knee comes across to the left elbow, shoulders over the right. Using the core, inhale, lengthen, foot away. Exhale, bring the knee outside the right elbow, shoulder over ribs. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest and take the foot between the hands. Beautiful. Lifting. Fingertips on either side of the ankle. Press the hips up. Lengthen the heart. Lift and spread the toes. Placing them down as far from each other as possible. Low lunge. Inhale, arms up. Crescent lunge. And as we exhale, sink into the pose. Let's bring our hands on hips for a moment just to scissor ourselves to the midline. So right hip comes back, left hip comes forward. There we go. And then bending your knee, all we want to see is the big toe. You can bend this back knee a little bit to curl the pelvic floor under and then lengthen the upper body. Keeping the body as it is now, just press that back leg nice and long. Beautiful. Inhale, arms up to the sky. Exhale, sink the pose. Relax the shoulders. Inhale, opening the heart. Exhale, plant the hands.
Step back, three-legged dog. Soft elbows, press the earth away. Inhale here. Exhale, release, second side. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Soft elbows, pressing the earth away. Long line from the center of the palm of the hand to the arch of the foot. And exhale, fire hydrant, stacking right hip under the left, pressing the foot over to the right. Beautiful. Keep that left armpit square to the earth and keep the foot awake and aware. Beautiful, everyone. Inhale, three legs. Drawing some heat into our practice. Hug the knee into the chest, shoulders over the wrist. Toe away. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, across the body, shoulder over the wrist. Inhale, lengthen. Toes are awake. Exhale, outside of left elbow. Beautiful, nice ujjayi breath I'm hearing. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, low lunge. Hug the knee in, lift the hip up, and then take the heel between the hands, setting up our alignment. Fingertips, hips lift, heart lengthens. Lift and spread the toes. Arms up, inhale. And as you exhale, a smile on your face as you sink into the pose, relax the shoulders. Again, let's scissor our hips, hands on the hips, draw your right hip forward, your left hip back. Bend your back knee to curl your pelvic floor under and lengthen the heart to the other way. There we go. And then really firmly press that back leg. If you're smiling and breathing, then sweep your arms up to the sky. Beautiful. And stepping the back foot forward, Tadasana, shake it out. Take your feet hip distance. Soft knees. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, hinge from the hips, send the sit bones wide, and exhale, fold. Inhale, halfway lift and lengthen. Exhale, plant the hands, step or jump back. So this is our vinyasa. Inhale, lengthen, crown of head to heels. Exhale, elbows in, lower halfway, belly in, all the way. Spread your fingers, tops of the feet, inhale, cobra. Some of us are gonna come into upward facing dog, walking our hands closer to the hips, tops of the feet, knees lift, heart pulls forward. Exhale, downward facing dog. Dance your dog. Bend one knee, then the next, or come into that fascia release. But just imagine that you're moving through honey, so slow motion movements, really mindful, really present. Beautiful. Inhale, step the feet together, right leg to the sky. Exhale, fire hydrant, open the hip, press the foot over to the left. Gorgeous, everyone, awaken the toes. Inhale, lengthen, back to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee in, step the foot through, low lunge, fingertips, hips, and heart. Root the foot, inhale, arms up.
You exhale a soft smile, sinking into the pose. Scissor the hips, relax the shoulders, firm the back leg. We're gonna add on here. So inhale, open the heart. Exhale, warrior two. We spin the back heel down, opening our hips. So this way, yep. So check in that your heel is aligned with the arch of the back foot. Notice where your arms are. And let's all come a little bit deeper into the pose, opening the knee towards the back of the jungle. Now I want you to imagine that you're pushing down through both feet and drawing the energy in and up through the central channel, like you're pulling opposite sides of your mat. Beautiful, backhand to the thigh. Top arm sweeps up, reaching forward, inhale, coming to our beautiful goddess pose, sinking into the pose. Some of us might like to wrap our arm around. Pinky finger turns down as we open the heart, keeping the depth in our knee. Beautiful. Rooting the foot, inhale, come all the way up, straighten the front leg, Trikonasana. You can heel toe the back foot in just a little bit. Lift the heart, reaching against an invisible wall, and then bring your hand to your thigh or your shin, your top hand to your head. Press your hip forward, press your head into your hand to get that strength of neck there, and then if it's available to you, you can take the arm up to the sky, activating the hand, the gaze up. Now again, that same movement of rooting down through the feet, drawing opposite ends of the mat towards the midline. Some of us might take star pose, but only if we can smile and breathe at the same time. Okay, we're gonna add one of my favorite poses, Ardha Chandrasana. This is a balance pose. Bring your back, your right hand down, left hand to your hip, step the back foot in halfway, and bring your fingertips to the earth or a block. As you inhale, take that left foot, spread it wide, and lift the leg so it's hip height. Option one is here. Option two, arm to the sky. Option three, Ardha Chandrasana, candy cane pose. Bend the knee, hand to the top of the foot, kicking the foot into the hand. Choose your adventure. Choose whatever brings you to your edge. Beautiful, guys. Bring your hands down to the earth. Look forward. Keep that foot engaged. And as you exhale, standing splits, fold over that bottom leg. Some of us are going to take our right hand behind the shin. Some of us are going to have both hands on a block. So both hands are facing forward. So till you can bring both hands down like this. Standing splits, Ekapada Uttanasana. Inhale, look up. And exhale, Tadasana. Some people are excited by the challenge. Some people are like, what are you doing to me? Just notice what your relationship is to this moment. There's no good or bad. We just do our best. Second side. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up. Exhale, hinge from the hips, fold forward. Send the sit bones back. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, plant the hands, step or jump back. Inhale here, lengthen, high plank. Exhale, lower, elbows in, chest, belly, thighs. Zip the elbows in, inhale, cobra or up dog, beautiful, shoulders opening. Exhale, down dog. Roll your shoulders away from your ear, lengthen your spine. Your feet together, inhale, left leg to the sky, and exhale, fire hydrant. Press your foot over to the right, keep your left armpit square. We're gonna take this next round into a wild thing, so we're opening the hip, we're stacking left hip on top of right. Beautiful. Inhale to the sky, exhale, low lunge, hug the knee in, step the foot through, fingertips, hips, and heart. Arms sweep up, inhale, and as you exhale, sink into the pose, relax the shoulders, scissor the hips, firm that back leg a lot, and maybe smile the face as you
invite more flow into your life. Inhale, open. Exhale, warrior two. Opening the hips, your front heel is aligned with the arch of the back foot. Make sure that you can see the dome of the back foot. Notice if it's collapsing. Beautiful, tilt your foot a little bit more forward. Stack your heart right over your belly button, come a little bit deeper into the bend, and open your knee towards the angel behind you. Beautiful. So we want the knee to be just 90 degrees, so walk your foot a little bit more forward. There we go. Goddess pose, back hand to the thigh, front palm turns up, inhale, coming back into this arc, beautiful guys, sink into the pose, maybe you're wrapping that back arm around, the gaze is up as you reach that arm long, and again, imagine pushing down and drawing opposite ends of the mat in towards you, rooting the foot, inhale, come all the way up, straight in the front leg, heel toe the back foot in once or twice. Trikonasana, triangle pose. Lift and expand the heart. Reach along your invisible wall. And exhale, hands to thigh or the shin. Top hand comes to the head. And we do that just to press our hips forward, our head back. So like we're squeezing between two panes of glass. And then we can expand our upper hand. Rooting down, can both be drawing the mat towards each other. Maybe that bottom hand is coming up in star pose. But only if we can smile and breathe. Ardha Chandrasana, bottom hand comes down, top hand to the hips, step the back foot in halfway, fingertips to the block or to the earth, engage that back foot as you lift it hip height. Some of us hands on hips, some of us open the arm, some of us Ardha Chandra Tapasana, bend the knee, take the foot in the hand, kick the foot into the hand. So there's a lot of different variations. Open your hips towards me. Beautiful, guys. We're going to take this into a standing split. So bring both hands down, pivot the foot, look up to the sky, and as you exhale, fold, taking maybe your left hand behind the shin, maybe both hands behind the shin, maybe your hands are on blocks.
Beautiful, guys. Inhale, look up. Bring the top foot to meet the bottom. Tadasana and shake it out. Spread your toes, the soft knees. Close your eyes for a moment. Standing meditation. Where in your life can you benefit from more flow? This practice helps to purify any stuck energy, anything that's blocking the flow of energy in our lives. So we dedicate our practice. And here we go again. Inhale, sweep your arms all the way up. Exhale, send your hips back, swan dive forward. So coming through flat back, fingertips to the earth, shin or block. Inhale, halfway lift and lengthen. Exhale, chaturanga, high plank. Plant your hands, step or jump back. Inhale here, exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Exhale back, downward facing dog. Lengthen your spine, relax your shoulders, soften your face. Your ears are in line with your biceps. So bring, yes, your gaze can be between the toes. Inhale. Beautiful, relax your shoulders there. Beautiful. Step your feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. And as you exhale, option one is fire hydrant. Option two is wild thing. You're going to pivot your foot towards the jungle behind you. Shift all of your weight onto the left hand and open yourself up, turning the gaze towards the middle finger on the right hand. Beautiful. Press your left hip up a lot. Beautiful. Gaze that way. Beautiful. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale, three-legged dog. Exhale, low lunge. Hug the knee in, lift the hip. Heel comes between the hands. Nice. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Inhale,
Inhale, lift the heart. And as you exhale, sink into the pose. Open your knee towards the back of the room. Beautiful. Knees right over the ankles. So walk your foot a little bit more forward. Push down through both ends of the mat. Draw them together. Inhale, exhale, goddess pose. Sink the knee. Open the heart. Root the feet down. Inhale to expand. Exhale, come up, straighten the leg, preparing Trikonasana. Inhale to fill your upper body to reach. Exhale, hand to the thigh, the shin, the gaze is up. Find your breath, rooting down. Maybe that bottom hand is coming up. Inhale here. Exhale, top hand to hip. Back foot steps in, Ardha Chandrasana. Activate that back foot. Bring it hip height. Take your variation. Inhale here. Exhale, standing splits. Both hands come down. Look up. Activate that foot. Okay, we're going to add on here, which I know is very exciting for a lot of you. Inhale, look up. Softly bend the knee, crescent lunge with control. Beautiful. Firm that back leg a lot. Inhale, open your heart. Option one, vinyasa. Option two, straight to child's pose or down dog. Option three, one-legged vinyasa. So if I'm doing the one-legged vinyasa, I plant my hands and float that right leg as I exhale, lower down, chaturanga. Inhale to cobra or up dog, and exhale, three-legged down dog, right leg in the sky. Beautiful. For three-legged dog people, let's all come and meet the rest of the peeps in child's pose for five full breaths. Tune into the flow of your breath. Is the breath flowing with grace and ease, or are you holding your breath? Or is it efforted? Relax the face often and part the lips. Feel the bliss of the breeze against the sweaty skin. Option two, flip your dog, pivot your foot, shift the weight to that right hand, gaze towards the middle finger of the left hand. If you're simply witnessing other people doing this, there's a quality that we can embrace called mudita, which is sympathetic joy, just feeling the beauty. Inhale, three-legged dog. Beautiful, guys. Exhale, low lunge. Hug the knee in, step the foot through. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Arms sweep up. Inhale, you're rocking it, Nadine. Exhale, sink into the pose. Relax the shoulders. Turn the palms to face each other. Firm that back leg. You got it, till. Inhale, open the arms. Exhale, warrior two. That left.
down here. Exhale, top hand to hip, Ardha Chandrasana. Step the back foot in halfway, fingertip to a block or the earth. Activate that lifted leg. See if you can stack hip one on top of the other. Beautiful. Maybe you can expand your arms. Some of us are even floating our bottom hand. Some of us are taking top hand. Standing splits, both hands to the earth, square the hips, lift the leg, lift the gaze, and exhale, fold over the standing leg. Some of us are going to balance here, taking left hand behind the shin, maybe right hand. The trick is to keep that foot engaged. And because we're having so much fun, inhale, look up, bend the knee, crescent lunge with control. And as you exhale, sink into the pose, relax your heart. Now, if you can breathe here and smile at the same time, then try a one-legged vinyasa. Otherwise, come straight into a resting pose or a regular vinyasa. High plank to low plank, up dog to down dog, and we'll all take a rest in child's pose. Able to release in that round, let it out in a sigh. Some of us are going to take our arms by our sides to relax the upper shoulders. So in a moment, we're going to come and do this flow one last time. And I really invite you to work with the flow of your breath, to just give 100%, and to offer any embellishment, any flow of your limbs, any dance that you want to add to the sequence, make it your own. So let's take a couple more breaths here. Downward facing dog. And here's our flow song. So come into a downward facing dog. Relax the shoulders. Come high onto the toes. Softly bend the knees. Hop, step, or jump to the top of your mat. Halfway lift. Look up and lengthen. Exhale, fold. Arms wide, root the feet, inhale all the way up, gather all the love, all the strength, all the force, and as you exhale, bring it into your heart, help it to fuel your journey. Remember your intention. And here we go, inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, look up, lengthen your spine. Exhale, high plank. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, lower. Elbows in. Inhale, open. Exhale, downward facing dog. Beautiful in. Yes, roll the shoulders around the armpits. Gorgeous. Step the feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Exhale, fire hydrant or wild thing. Choose your variation. Express your full potential. Exhale, three legs. Activate the foot. Inhale. Exhale. Crescent lunge. In, foot between hands, fingertips, hips apart, arms up. Inhale. Exhale, sink the pose. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale, open. Exhale, warrior two. Open the hips. Inhale here. Exhale, goddess pose. Open the knee, root the feet, inhale, straighten the leg, back foot comes in, lengthen, exhale, Trikonasana. Inhale, expand. Chandrasana half moon. Activate that bottom foot. That's going to really help you a lot. Inhale here. Exhale, standing splits. Pivot to the front. Both hands to the earth. Look up. Lift the heel. Exhale, hug in. Maybe you're no, look, mom, no hands. Beautiful. Inhale, look up. Softly bend the knee. Exhale, crescent lunge with control. Arms up. Beautiful. Feel the flow. Feel the beauty moving through you. Inhale here. Exhale, yogi's choice. One-legged or two-legged vinyasa, or come to a rest. High plank, low plank, up dog, down dog. We're gonna come into a down dog. We're gonna take a nice big rest after the second round. Beautiful. Find the length in your spine. Bend your knees a little bit more if you need. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale, open the hips. Beautiful. Wild thing or down or fire hydrant. Gorgeous, guys. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, hug the knee in. Step the foot through. Fingertips, hips, and heart. Arms up. Inhale. And exhale, sink the pose. Inhale, expand. Exhale, open the hips, warrior two. Inhale, express, palms face down. Exhale, goddess pose. Sink deep into your left. Open the heart, root the feet. Inhale, come all the way up. Tribhanasana, back foot steps in a little bit. Lift the heart, reach long. And find your edge, find your variation. Feel long, beautiful lines. You're gorgeous, everyone. Hug in. Some of us back, both hands, one hand. Activate that top leg. Inhale here. Exhale, crescent lunge with control. Look up, bend the knee, arms up. Inhale here. Exhale, one-legged vinyasa, two-legged vinyasa, or child pose. So high plank, low plank. To your very well-deserved child's pose. Open your knees wide. Take a deep breath and then let it out through the mouth. Ha. Discipline plus practice equals flow. Finally making it to the end of the song this time. Really notice how you're feeling. Notice the flow of breath through your body. Maybe notice the flow of sweat off of your body. And through the darkness, notice the flow of thoughts through the mind. And consciously breathe flow into any part of your being that needs to remember.
All my eyes have seen, I am blessed.
Oh yeah, we're blessed. Come back onto hands and knees. Allowing any spinal undulation or hip movement for the next moment or two. Take the knees to touch. Spread your fingers. Inhale. Send your right leg behind you. Lift the heart. Soft elbows. Exhale. Hug the knee in. We'll come into a pigeon pose, taking the knee behind the right wrist, tucking the back toe, bringing the back knee back, and walking the hands on either side of the hip. Bring a block. walk underneath you if you need.
You're going to root your back knee down into the earth and hug it isometrically towards you. So some of us are going to take our arms up. We're going to bring our hands in a prayer towards our back. So option one, hands to the earth. Option two, hands to the sky or in prayer down the back of the heart. Option three is lift your back foot. Bring your hands to touch your foot. Hugging, rooting your back knee and drawing it in. So if you're newer to the practice, then engage that attitude of mudita, of sympathetic joy as you witness this expression coming through other people. Find that flow of breath. Inhale. Those of us with our foot, we're going to gently release it. We'll all tuck our back toe to take the back leg back. And we'll all take our right hand to move the flesh away from our sit bones, lowering down. Fingertips in front of us, lengthen the heart. And then slowly we lower down left arm, right arm. Stacking fists maybe, stacking palms and hands.
So much sorrow.
Move your jaw side to side. Notice if you're holding any tension there.
But still I will not live in vain. Let good questions never ask. Is wisdom wasted on the past? Only by the grace of God.
Three more big breaths here. Maybe you're walking your fingers further forward. If you want to sing the mantra, you're welcome. You are blessed. We are blessed. The next inhale, help yourself come to an upright.
I am blessed.
Root the hands. Pushing into the hands, take a child's pose, lift the knee, and feel the difference side to side. If you'd prefer to sit upright in a hero's pose, that's also available.
I am blessed to be with them.
Closing the eyes and just feeling. Take a deep breath in and out. Second side, walk your fingertips forward.
Step the knees together, inhale, left leg reaches out behind you. The toes are awake, the heart is lifted. Exhale, we round the spine to hug the knee in and take the knee behind left wrist, tucking the back toe, bringing the back knee back. Starting with our king pigeon variation, our hands to block so the earth. Rooting that back knee in and drawing that back knee in towards the midline. Some of us will take our arms up. Some of us will take our prayer down to the center of our heart in the back. Some of us rooting our knee are going to lift that back foot and take this into a full heart opening pose. And some of us are going to experience mudita or sympathetic joy or just love where we're at. This is santosha or contentment. Inhale here, exhale, release. Walk your hands forward, flesh away from underneath the left sit bone, lower down. Wiggle into the pose, so take the knee to the edge of the mat, walk yourself into a forward fold. Breathing flow and openness into this emotional carrier. Jaw side to side. Notice where you may be holding some tension. Some of us, maybe we're walking our hands all the way forward. Maybe we're resting on one cheek if that's more comfortable. And let's let out a nice sigh just to release any stuck energy to bring more flow. Big breath in. Offer that release to someone else in this space.
breath in. The next inhale, slowly walk yourself to an upright, walking your hands over to the left, rolling over, and we'll come into a butterfly. Baddha Konasana. So we're beginning to cool down now a little bit. So yogi's choice now, we're gonna either take Baddha Konasana forward fold or a wide-legged straddle. So whatever feels more inviting for you today. Wherever you are, flesh away from the sit bones. Wherever you are, fingertips to the earth. Lengthen the heart. And then slow motion, you're gonna lead with the heart forward, tilt the pelvic floor. And wherever you land, close your eyes. So look at me for a moment, for those of you who are newer to the practice. Option one, sometimes we're trying to reach forward so much, the inner arches of our feet are lifting and we're rounding. So much better would be just lengthen the spine, and if this is your edge, stay there rather than trying to reach deeper forward. So fingertips to the earth, lift the heart, draw the shoulders back, and then fold, find your edge. Once you've reached your edge, close your eyes and breathe. Last three breaths here. Gently drawing yourself back to an upright, the hands come behind you as you gently draw the legs together down the center of the mat. Lift the hips, feet come to the earth, and roll all the way onto your back. Hug your knees into the chest and gently rock side to side. Take your arms in a lazy T. Activate the toes, and you're going to bring your knees all the way over to the right. Keep them slightly lifted. Inhale back to center all the way to the left. So keeping the gaze up to the sky. Inhale to the center. Exhale, knees down to one side. Inhale, center. Exhale, knees one side, opposite side. Continue a few more rounds, keeping both shoulder blades rooted. Beautiful. Let's bring our knees over to the right side now. Adjust your spine so that both shoulder blades are equally rooted, and then turn the head and gaze towards the left. Some of us are cushioned between our knees. Some of us are going to we're going to extend that top leg, our right hand reaching for the pinky toe edge of the foot.
Drawing that knee all the way back. Yes, you have more opening for that.
I can bring anyone astray. Three more big yummy breaths here. Breathing flow into the spine. Our central channel. Head and gaze to the sky, releasing any holds. Hug the knees in, rock side to side. So all these beautiful hip openers that we've been doing are so great for balancing the second chakra, the Svadhisthana chakra. All these really grounded, close to the earth poses. Beautiful. We're going to come into a twist on our second side. Open your arms out wide. Bring your knees to the left. And find the variation that brings you to your edge. So some of us, a cushion between our knees or a block. Some of us are going to extend that top leg nice and long, taking the left hand outside the pinky toe edge of the foot. Some of us are going to take our tail feathers, bending that bottom leg and digging our hands to the foot, just like we did in Ardha Chandra Chapasana. You got it. You can move your knee further if you ask. Relax the muscles of your face as you breathe into your spine. Close your eyes and see if you can really imagine or visualize this flow of energy unlocking. Last three breaths. Hugging your knees into your chest. Take one hand on top of each knee and egg beatering the legs. We're going to take our knees wide and away from each other, and then circle them in toward each other. Change directions. Beautiful. Hugging your knees into your chest, lengthen your right leg down the mat, hugging left knee in. Some of us are going to take a strap onto the arch of our foot. And as we inhale, we're slowly going to press the heel up to the sky, interlacing the hands behind the thigh or holding onto the foot. As I inhale, I press my heel to the sky. And as I exhale, I draw the leg in towards the face. My right leg is nice and long on the mat. You got it. Interlace behind the thigh. Open the heel. And then press the heel up. Feel the difference side to side.
Let me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say. You never felt this way. What a wicked thing to do.
Hug your right knee in.
Make me dream of you.
with the breath in this pose. The inhale, we lengthen. The exhale, we hug in. Soften the face. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, hug in. Beautiful. Keep that leg to the sky. And draw your bottom leg to meet your top leg now. Both legs to the sky. If you have a strap, you can bring it into the arch of both feet.
I'm never dreaming I'm
so bringing both feet into the strap, if you have a strap. And we're going to come into a half shoulder stand. So it looks like a seated vertical.
Like
lift the hips and then bring the legs parallel to the earth. Like a half cloud. The legs are parallel to the earth. Press the heels out. If you are not a strap, you can bring your hands to your feet. Beautiful. So bring your hands to your feet. Stretch your legs. So lift your hips. We're in a half shoulder stand. Yeah, your legs are parallel to the ground. All right. Bring your feet behind the head now. Coming into a plow. Rock your shoulders underneath. Release the strap if you have one. The feet come all the way up and over the head. We make sure to keep the head nice and still. If you're on your motorcycle, then avoid the pose and fly on your back with your bridge or feet.
Nobody.
If your feet are touching the earth, then root down into the earth to lift the hips.
So better that you listen to me than look at the earth. Just bring your feet down.
Beautiful. Some of us are going to bring our knees on either side of our ears and hug our arms around our knees. We're always welcome to come and lie on our back with our feet up to the sky. Viparita Karani. Some of us are going to come into a shoulder stand now, bringing our hands on either side of our spine, fingertips facing up, and both legs coming to the sky, ankles, knees, and hips in one line. And some of us are going to come and lie on our back with our feet up to the sky. The important thing with shoulder stand is to avoid moving the neck. For those of us in shoulder stand, feel free to bring your knees to your third eye. And come back up to the sky. Open your legs wide. Activate through the four corners of the feet. Inhale back to the sky. Feet together, butterfly, pressing your feet together to open your knees. Beautiful, towards the ocean. Gorgeous. Inhale back to the sky. If there's any last variation that's in your practice, feel welcome to slowly and mindfully offer that to yourself, or else roll down one vertebrae at a time, coming to lie on the back in a butterfly, bringing your feet together and your knees wide, one hand to the belly, one hand to the heart, and tuning in to the flow of the heart, tuning into the flow of the breath. Closing your eyes, coming back to your own practice, your own breath, your own flow. If you came up into a shoulder stand, then we'll come into fish, bringing your hands underneath your butt cheeks, your elbows into your side, rooting the elbows to lift the heart all the way up, the crown of the head back. So root the elbows, lift the heart, head comes back towards the earth. Beautiful. The rest of us, let's just stay with our feet together and our knees wide. Beautiful. Chin to chest to release and come back into the resting pose, please. scooped up out of Konasana, feet together, knees wide, one hand to the belly, one hand to the heart, or let's bring both hands to our Svadhisthasana chakra, four fingers below our belly button. Breathing flow into this creative center, balancing anything that is imbalanced in our sexuality, in our relationships, in our connection. This is a beautiful pose for balancing the first two chakras specifically, but all of them really. One hand on top of the other, side by side. Take a deep breath in to the hands, and as you exhale, let our side into your hands. And let's chant a few times, just Vam, the seed sound of this chakra. Vam. Wiggling our body side to side, maybe a cushion underneath our head or our knees. Perhaps a sarong over our bodies. Take up space, unimpeded, pure flow. Purified flow of energy can move through you with grace and ease. Thank you.
flow is unobstructed feeling, unobstructed allowance, not only of what's around you, but what is arising from within you. Abiding in a state of flow involves being like a conduit, like a channel that merely allows the energy of love to flow through, free of obstruction. Take your attention inward and ask yourself, do I feel any resistance, any fear, any hesitancy? Is there something that needs to be said? Is there something I need to act upon? The more you speak when you feel moved to speak, go where you feel moved to go, laugh as you feel moved to laugh, and cry as you feel moved to cry, the less resistance you have to the flow of life emanating from your own heart and soul. To flow is to simply allow the movement of love through you, and to trust in the impulse of the heart to move you. Into a seated meditation, keeping your eyes soft or closed. You can sit up on a cushion. Bringing your hands to rest one more time on the Svadhisthana chakra, our second chakra, sacral chakra. And as you breathe into the hands, remember the intention that you set for your practice, what aspect of your life you're bringing more flow into. Keeping one hand in place here and bringing one hand to rest at your heart. Taking a moment to bring a sense of gratitude for this opportunity to flow. And whatever else you feel grateful for. Our hands here as we resonate our inner chamber with the sound of Om three times to close. The sound that begins at our Muladhara chakra, our sacral, our base chakra, and moves up through our central channel, through our central cavity, and out through the crown of the head. And take a deep breath in for 3 ohms. Great practice today, definitely challenging. You did great. Come and see me if you have questions, or come pick your cards. If you borrowed a mat, if you don't mind, just spray them down and hang them over the edges here. And if you dropped in, come and see me.